All right, y'all, we're talking about the Deion Sanders and Pilar ugly divorce. Now, I got the best tweet right here. A lady named Miss Bailey, she is Mr. K. Bailey 2009, says that legal document is binding. If any changes are made, it must be amended prior to the final court date, yeah. Gary.
Yeah.
That's where the mistake
was made.
What does
that
mean? Yeah. That means that there was some changes made. You can always change a prenup in the midst of it existing. You know, and if they wanted to add a clause in there about infidelity because she claims that he cheated, that kind of thing, you can get more money. We're talking about the whole Deion and Pilar Sanders, the incident that went down with Pilar being arrested in the whole nine. So we're debating whether or not she should get more than the $1 million that's in the prenup. Now, here's what Deion Sanders had to say.
My kids just saw that. I mean, that's scarred for life. They just saw two women jump their dad in his own house, in his room. It's sad, man. She got to go to jail. I mean, they got. I hate it because it's my kid's mother, but it's not even the same person. And I got locks on my doors right now. Is somebody going to have to die and it's going to be me before the courts do something and get this woman out of my house? It's absurd.
Were you hurt?
I'm a man. I mean, it's hard. She tried to bite me when I was carrying her out of my room.
All right, and this is Pilar's comment after the incident allegedly happened where he says that she attacked him.
I understand that I have very little chance at beating a Hall of Fame two-sport man that everyone seems to love and adore. And far too often, people are enamored by the glitz and glamour and the yellow jacket and the star on the side of the helmet. But I would never give up. I would never give up fighting for my children and their protection.
Okay, so I guess my question now, what's the deal with the kids? You know what?
What?
If she went to jail, that means that he had temporary custody of the kids until they're now they're probably going to have a hearing and see what the,
Well, she's probably not going to serve time for that, but the deal is if he gets custody of the kids, she really won't be getting money because she won't get child support because the kids will be with him. Let's take your phone calls. Good morning.
Hey, this is Grant from the T, and I'm agreeing with Deion. I think Pilar is lucky to even get $1 million. Smart dude, Deion.
My name is Ron. I'm from Chicago. I was just calling to let you know that Deion Sanders issue, that she should get a little bit more because she's well worth it, and she's backed him all these years, so I think she should get an extra.
Yeah, man, I think these women ought to really stop trying to use these men's success and try to get money. She knew she was getting ready to get put out, whatever. She don't want to leave because she knows she got to leave all that fame and fortune behind. That's what's wrong with her.
Enough with that.
You know,
I hate when men say, now with the whole athlete thing, I hate when men say, she ain't make no hoops, she didn't run down the football court. But you know what? You knew when you married her what you were getting into. You know what happens if you get a divorce, so don't cheat and don't do the things that lead to that. No, but she supported you. I had a girlfriend that was married to a football. She has a full-time job making sure his food is healthy, making sure, picking up the cleaning, handling the kids. That is a full-time job.
Well, yeah, that's the least you can do with all them damn Louis Vuitton purses and red bottom shoes you got.
It's a trade-off.
But in what world? In what world?
You can get a maid to do all that hell.
Well, do it. Don't marry me.
That's why I'm not.